Cities. TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Cars Unlimited Auto Repair, Pinellas County's number one full-service automotive repair shop. They specialize in brakes, tires, transmissions, tune-ups, alternators, and more. You can get a full synthetic oil change for $49.99 and a free 40-point inspection. Visit them online at carsunlimitedautorepair.com. Give them a call at 727-375-3499 or visit the shop at 12651 62nd Street in Largo, Cars Unlimited Auto Repair.
You'll never leave hungry when you visit Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop in Palm Harbor. Whether it's burgers, wings, hoagies, specialty sandwiches, or anything else on their large menu, you'll be coming back for more. Stop in or let them cater your next event. Call 727-408-5425 or visit them at 34720 US Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. Order online at fatjacksjaxs.com. That's fatjacks.com. Or you can even use Uber. Uber Eats. Find Fat Jack's coupon in the BCC coupon book.
Hey Tampa Bay, do you have a cleaning project that needs to get done? Give Keith's Cleaning Service a call, 727-470-5071 for honest, hardworking, and tenacious service from Keith's Cleaning Service. Call now for a quote, 727-470-5071. That's 727-470-5071 for Keith's Cleaning Service. Some of the best cleaning services in Tampa Bay.
It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Hello, welcome Tampa Bay to Brian Cash Claus Show. My name is Angel Santiago. You guys have heard my voice many, many times. I'm the president and CEO of a company called Our Community First, and which we helped our community out. So we actually have a special guest here today. Her name is Angelina. This so happens to be close to my name, but Angel and Angelina, figure that one out. So go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit what you do and a little bit about the programs you have offer in the community. So I'm excited. Go.
Sure. My name is Angelina. I am the president and founder of A1 Opportunities. We are advocates for the homeless. We have a women's shelter in Tampa, as well as two men's shelters as well. It's on one property. We take in people and we do a case-by-case assessment, and we try to figure out what the reasonings are for them being homeless, and then we break it down and we give them programs and a schedule to help them circulate out of that.
Okay, great. So tell us what actually inspired you to, you know, because everybody has a story, right?
Mm-hmm.
What actually, like, motivated you to start an organization like that?
Well, I can speak from experience because I actually was one of those people. Coming from that and facing the struggles and really becoming a miracle coming from that, that lifestyle, just basically the chaos that you're in and just no structured environment, it really motivated me as I progressed through that to help others coming from the same situation.
Amazing. You know, you say you went through it yourself.
Yeah.
I understand also that you're an entrepreneur. You have your own business as well. So tell us, share a little bit about that. I also understand that you are the women's shelter that you have, that they also work with you in your job. And
yeah.
So to kind of explain a little more about that.
Yeah. So when I was coming from being homeless, I started a little cleaning business.
Okay.
And starting it, you know, from nothing, very organic, got all the clients myself, went door to door with flyers. And I was very passionate about it. I wanted out of my situation. And I just, you know, told the truth and just kept being honest and did good work.
Okay.
And it grew and grew. Next thing you know, I started being able to hire other people to help me, and now I'm able to teach the girls that are in the program how to do the same thing to start getting an income, and it teaches them, and then eventually they can move on and create their own business as well.
So let me get this right. So you were homeless, mm-hmm. you were living on the streets, mm-hmm. you experienced what this woman experienced.
Yes.
How long were you living on the streets for?
About 2 years.
2 years?
2 years, mm-hmm.
Wow. I wouldn't imagine what you went through living on the streets.
Yeah, it's crazy out there.
So when you were homeless, living on the street, tell us what kept you still being positive?
Deep down, it was my relationship with God, knowing that He was still there. Mm-hmm. And when you have nothing left and no other person, and you're forced to basically get down on your knees and beg for help, He's the only one that's still there.
So when you were praying, and you said that motivated you, mm-hmm. did something just snap and say, okay, I got to change? Or
yes. Yeah. Okay. I actually had called my sister, and I was like, I can't live this life anymore. I need help. Basically, and I went to a program similar that mine is now, that I kind of mimicked, and he's been my mentor in this.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So tell us when you were homeless, you prayed, you got motivated. What else did you do? Like, what step did you take to start this journey of starting your own shelter? How did all that happen?
It was a mindset change. Ultimately, it was, hey, this is not for me. We can do better. And it was just something clicked inside of me. And I went to that program, and I actually went to work in a little cleaning business, getting paid less than any of the girls that I pay. And doing that, it grew, and that got me into real estate. So then I became a realtor.
Wow. Yeah. You became a realtor.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So now I'm a realtor at Keller Williams. It's a Keller Williams Suburban Tampa. So getting into the housing industry and then having the cleaning business, it all started kind of going hand in hand, mm-hmm. you know, getting realtor referrals to do move-out cleans. And then I had a client, like, why don't you become a realtor? And I was like, I don't know if I can. So I went for it, went to school, and I was like, oh my gosh, I started winning these awards for like mm-hmm. Rookie of the Month, Top Listings Club. It was crazy, and it just was more and more motivation, and I started praying, and I was like, God, what do you want me to do with my life? Just
wow.
Use
this
me.
Is amazing. We have Tammy in the house here.
Hi.
Tammy's, you know, she's part of the team here. We also have someone from
Diana.
She's a proofreader.
Yes.
She's from my hometown, Rochester,
oh, cool.
New York. So
you know,
she's really near and dear to my heart. So finish your story. This is amazing. She was homeless.
It really is amazing. I'm enjoying listening.
She 2 years being homeless in the street, Lord knows what you've been going through. Mm-hmm. You prayed, you got motivated, you started cleaning, you were underpaid. All of a sudden, all these doors started opening, and now you have your own women's shelter.
Yeah.
And you're a realtor.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
It really is. You are a success story. It's
Thank
awesome.
You.
I mean, you would make a lifetime movie about you. Seriously,
have you considered writing a book?
A couple people have asked me that. I thought about it, but it's one of those things when I was, you know, first coming from that. I mean, I didn't even have shoes on my feet. When I finally got shoes, I didn't even have matching socks, but I still mm-hmm. just kept presenting myself the way that I could. I didn't even have a vacuum cleaner yet. I would ask the clients, you got a vacuum cleaner? But anyway, so I thought about that, but I also didn't want to let people know where I was coming from, because I didn't want them to undermine me or think less of me or feel like there might be, oh, can I trust this person in my house?
Right.
So I didn't start sharing the story or letting people really know until I was more advanced and more secure in being able to share it.
You know, I want to personally say that I personally went to, you know, I just got to know Angelina maybe about a month ago now, maybe?
That sounds right. Yeah.
And I went to Bread of Refuge, and I heard about her name, and I said, well, let me just reach out to her, you know, see, you know, how we can help and collaborate. And we went out to eat for the first time over there. Was it Brandon?
Mm-hmm.
Brandon. So we started sharing her story. I was like, you know, I can connect with you. I just felt like this huge connection. So maybe 2 days later, she told me what she did, and I got a call. Well, we stayed in contact. She's been pretty busy. But anyways, we stayed in contact, and then she told me there was a girl who couldn't get the bus pass or something. It was like 9:30 at night.
She was at an AA meeting.
Okay.
AA meeting. Yeah, and then the last bus had already ran. And so she was stuck out there in Tampa, and it was around a bunch of homeless people.
Yes.
And she was scared, and she didn't really even like being in the dark because she came from that too, and she knows what's out there after you know certain times of the night.
Oh, sure.
So I was like, I'm on my way. I'll pick her up. Just give me. And all of a sudden, her phone went dead.
Yes.
So I didn't know what her name. Well, you gave me her name, but then a quick description. So look, I have a blue car. I'll be there on my way. So I drove at 9:30 at night. I drove through this almost alleyway. There was a whole bunch of homeless people living on. They were actually sleeping on the sidewalks.
Yeah.
And I was like, poor lady, she's stuck out here with all this. So I, when I pulled up, she waved really quick. So she got in my car, and then I was like, hey, are you so and so? Yeah, just jump on in. I said, consider me your Uber driver today. So I, you know, so I started driving towards the women's shelter. You know, she was like, oh, you have a nice car. I said, oh, thank you. She goes, you know, Angelina, oh my gosh, you have no idea how she's changing my life. She's providing free clothing for the girls. She's helping with jobs. You have no idea. She's a blessing. You know, and she gave me the story of what she went through, drug addiction, everything. She was still fighting it, okay, at the time. So it was a struggle she was dealing with. So I just like, wow. You know, it's one thing when someone tells you what to do, but it's another when you're hearing somebody who's a witness and telling you what they're living. And so that's a kind of, you know, that just justified for me the type of person that Angelina is. So when I pulled up and I went to the house, you know, I felt, first of all, I'm a male. I don't know if I was going or not. But he said, come in, come in. So when I walked in, I saw like five or six women there. One girl was just admitted from the hospital. The 18-year-old cannot hear from her left ear. She was pregnant, okay, and had nowhere to go, and they took him in. So these ladies went ahead real quick and made this small little twin bed for her, ready to get all settled in. And she showed me around, and I saw the dynamics. And I was that really moved me to see you in action. So for those folks that are out there, this is not like a 9-to-5 job for her. This is her life.
My life.
Because she's there at 10 at night, 9 o'clock at night, and she's a mother of three.
Yeah.
Three,
right? And a grandbaby.
Mm-hmm. So she's not only like, you're living it. So you're doing way over and above what people don't realize, how involved you are in this woman's life. So tell us how are you able to balance, you know, work-life balance, family balance. Tell us how is this possible?
Oh, it's crazy. Sometimes I don't even know.
And having a business.
Yeah, a couple, yeah. Sometimes I don't even know how I'm doing. I just keep thanking God every day and just keep putting one foot in front of the other, addressing everything as it comes, as I can. And it's, for some reason, it's working for me.
So listen, if you're out there and you're listening, you know, the bills don't come. The bills don't stop, okay? Yeah. You got to pay the electricity. I've seen her pay, okay, you're short, what, a couple bucks to get your laundry? She's paying for the laundry. I'm thinking, who's paying this? She keeps taking money out of her pocket. So for those folks that are out there, you know, this is a great non-for-profit of support. I've seen it. Is A1 Opportunities, can you please provide, like, if they want to provide you financially just to give a donation to help you pay for the electricity bill?
Oh my gosh,
it's all going
amazing.
To these bills, guys. Yes. I've seen it.
Yes, sometimes it's like I work one job to support another because it's just, I know it has to happen.
Okay,
you know?
So give them information. How can they support you financially with the not-for-profit you have for the women's shelter and the male shelter? How can they be able to give you funding to support you?
Sure. So our website is a1opportunities.org, and there's a button on there that says to donate. They accept PayPal, credit, debit, everything is right on there if it's digital. If it was like mailing a check type thing, we have a P.O. box, or you can send it to, I use my house address too for things. You can send it directly to my house address. I don't know if
you
know.
Well, use your website for now.
Okay.
You know, people know you know.
So it's a1opportunities.org.
Yes.
a1opportunities.org. That's where you can donate and find out more. And I actually have someone that I believe you guys could work together.
Okay.
She's located in Hudson, which from Tampa, it's probably 40 minutes. Maybe I'm not sure where you are in Tampa. But she has no housing units. That is her goal.
Yeah.
She's been doing this for a little while, but she left the corporate world. And her name's Raynell. She's an awesome lady. And she has Be a Light Missions. But what she does have and she provides is food and clothing, and she has tons. She gets donations from people all the time.
Yeah.
But maybe if you needed clothing or somehow you guys can collaborate, because she works with a lot of people in the community in the Hudson area. One group in particular is a woman who she actually pretty much has a ministry for human trafficking, and a lot of her people come from the strip clubs.
Yeah.
But she goes to all the strip clubs, like they all know her, and she takes just little gift boxes, like just things that a woman would need, and things for their children too.
Wow.
You know, like toys and little, like just feminine products and deodorant and just whatever, things like that. but she works with a lot of people, and I think that you guys would work very well together.
Yeah, that would be great. Connect us. Connect
Absolutely.
Us.
I will give you her number.
It's it takes a whole village.
Oh, it certainly does. Like I said, that is her goal. Like, she has a property up there right now, but there's no units for housing. But she really does have a plan. It's just getting financially stable to be able to go forth with that plan. But she does work with a lot of people trying to house people in places that she works with.
Yeah.
You know?
That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, you guys would, I think, just hit it off totally.
And let me tell you, I was telling Tammy, I says, when you come in, she's gonna hit it off with you.
Yeah.
You
guys have seriously, your story is amazing.
Thank
and
you.
That is, you should write a little short story. You could use that to actually give to people out on the streets, because I think this is just my opinion, but I believe that we go through things in this life for a reason.
Yeah.
We don't always understand that reason at the time, but I believe the reason is because when we come through it, it is our job. That is our purpose. That is why we are here,
yes.
is to help the people that are going through the same thing. Because you know what? You can't read a book and go out on the street and talk to someone and say, I understand where you're coming from. You can't.
Yeah.
You have to have been there.
Yeah.
Because I've gone through a lot of things in my life, and I am very stubborn. And I went to counseling, and they're like, oh, take her here. And you know what? I listened to no one because, of course, I was young at the time. But also, I was like, if you have not been in my shoes, there is no way you can tell me anything.
Yeah.
You don't know where I come from. And I was super stubborn about that. And I was young, and I've come a long way since then.
Yeah.
But that's our job. You know, you can relate to the women. You can relate to people out on the street or going through whatever, because you have been there yourself.
Yeah. That's one thing I can say. When they actually get to know me, like, we have a homeless community that we see a lot of, and that's actually down by the area you were at when you were picking up the other girl.
Mm-hmm.
So we go down there quite often, and a lot of them, they know me, my down. They know our blue shirts when we're coming to do our community outreaches. And and you see a lot of the same faces, unfortunately, because we've been going out there a couple years. They get to know you. They get to know your story, and then they know, oh, man, no, she's cool. She's cool.
Right.
You know, and I'll come walking up, and one of the guys will be like, who are you? And they're like, no, she's cool. She's cool. She's one of us.
Right. But, you know, even someone that you may have talked to 100 times, that one day, just like it clicked in you, it could click in them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, my gosh, I know where I can get help because you've been there so many times. You know, it's because it takes you. Like, anybody can try to help someone, but until they are ready, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to change.
I'm telling you, folks, for those posts, you know, I know you guys are listeners out there, but sitting in this room, I can feel your energy. I can feel your energy, and you guys are coming, talking from the heart, and you guys are sincere. When I met Tammy, I thought that energy, that positive energy, I can tell that she was going through a lot, but look, and she's amazing, and yeah, both are amazing. I don't know how, well, I already know how, but, you know, with God's strength and everything else, but still, you know, when you guys are talking, I can see the tears in your eyes, I can, because you feel it, and I wish you guys were going to see this, but you know, and just for those folks that are listening, you know, Angelina has a big heart. I mean, she even donated $50 for your Turkey Foundation out of her pocket to help you guys out.
Which, so, thank you so much.
So we thank you for that.
It actually went very well, and
good.
Thank you also to Diana because of her.
Yes.
No one asked Diana. Nobody. When she got there, she was we had a bunch of volunteers to help us at the Turkey giveaway.
Oh, good.
And so we had signs and things like that. And I mean, we had more turkeys than people that actually had responded via email or however to get a voucher, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I just hope people, you know, drive by and they see the signs or something, or more people actually are going to come. So I was kind of concerned that we were going to have these turkeys that we worked really hard to try to go by. So Diana, she didn't even, no one asked her. She just grabbed a sign, went out to this corner, and just started, like, showing the sign. And do you know how many people pulled in? And I said, how did you, because I asked everyone, how did you hear about us? Either they had already emailed me or whatever. How many people said, because they saw the sign on the corner? And I was like, that is awesome. I mean, it was people in need, too, because there was a whole big truck of guys that were, I think they worked on trees, but they were, you know, the workers, they don't make as much as the person who owns that company. So, you know, and all of them actually were Spanish guys, and so they were a little bit like, because most of them didn't speak good English, so they were kind of apprehensive about like walking, like they didn't know like what is going on here. These people were like, so thank goodness one of my clients, Maria, actually, she is bilingual. And so she started speaking to them in Spanish, and then they were like at ease. So they came over, and but there was 9 guys in that one truck, thanks to you.
Wow.
And all of them had huge families.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Good. I'm glad to get some more feedback.
Oh, for sure. It was awesome. It seriously made all the difference. It really did.
Deanna, do you want to share with us what your experience when you were doing that? Like a little bit, like, you know, what you did, how did you feel? You know, kind of give us like an ambiance of how the environment was for you. And if you can talk to them, let me go quick, forget.
Sure. I need some.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Here you go.
Go ahead, Dan.
Okay. So when I got there and I saw people standing around, but I'm looking for somebody who's like directing traffic in, and I ended up walking down a couple of blocks down to the main street that goes through Dunedin. And then I'm standing there, I'm thinking, okay, how am I going to direct people to the to the turkeys? So I started waving my sign and directing it and pointing it with the arrow and saying, you know, go that way, go that way. And, you know, I just kept doing that for, I don't know, it was over an hour.
And it's the first time that you did that, right?
Well, of course.
Were you expecting, so you were expecting that much activity, or was it surprising, or?
No, promotion is.
Get close to the mic so we can hear you.
Okay, promotion is really a key thing.
Okay.
You have to get out there and let people know what you're doing. And so I did.
Well, yes. imagine if you weren't there holding this sign, and look at all the people that you actually helped.
Yes, there. Like I said, there were so many. So many people said, "Oh, I saw the sign on the corner," and I said, "Oh my gosh, it's been great."
That's amazing. So you fed a lot of families.
Yeah.
For what you were doing.
Yes.
What a way to give back. The great and the volunteer work of that.
It.
That's awesome. So, Angelina, tell us, is there anything that, you know, in every not-for-profit that you do, right, there's some challenges that you deal with. But give us an example of like a challenge that you had and how it was difficult, and how did you overcome those challenges?
Like, personally, when I was in that life, well, when you're in that life, some of the challenges are, first of all, not having a stable environment, a structured environment. Sometimes people choose to be homeless, and a majority of the time they don't choose to be homeless. And when it's not a choice, or if it is a choice, when you're out there, you deal with a lot of mental health. There's a lot of negativity out there. There's a lot of drugs out there, unpredictability out there. And it just continues to create a constant breed of poverty. It's getting worse and worse. So when you don't have somewhere to say, okay, you know what? I'm going to go get a job application. You fill out that job application. You go back to your campsite or wherever it is that you're really in your head that night. But that's no longer available. It might have been taken over. You might have had the police kick you out. You know, it's a constant cycle. So when people are like, oh, you know, go get a job or this, you're not even presentable to go and do that. You don't have access to things. You don't have access to just running water. Using the bathroom is like, oh my gosh, I find a bathroom that I can use.
Yes.
It's harder than what people think.
Well, you know, also, no one thinks about this. Everybody always says, oh, there's help out there. There's help out there. I hear so many people say this on the daily. Like, if you go on the Nextdoor sites, and I go on all of those sites mainly to refer my clients or whatever, because people are always asking about jobs. But how many people say, oh, there's help out there, and they have no sympathy or empathy whatsoever?
Yeah.
First of all, if you don't have a car, you're not living in your house where you can get up, take a shower, put on clean clothes, go apply for that job. Oh, and guess what? They're going to email you or call you.
Yeah.
If you don't have a phone, you don't have an email address, you don't have any access to any of these things, you don't even have clean clothes, you don't even have a place to get cleaned up, it is not as easy. And then secondly, okay, let's say St. Pete they'll feed you a meal for lunch or something. But if let's say in Pasco, how in the world are you getting to St. Pete to go get that lunch when you have not 50 cents to your name. Yeah. So it's not as easy as people think. Yeah. It's very difficult. There's many obstacles. That's why, honestly, you should be commended. I mean, not only did you overcome those obstacles, but look what you are doing with your life. You are completely giving back and helping those that were in your situation.
Thank you. Yeah, it was February 16th, 2020, and I was praying. It was somewhere between 6 months and a year. I don't remember the exact timing, but I was praying, God, open the doors that need to be opened. Use me as a vessel. What do you want me to do here on this earth for you? Give me my purpose, whatever it is. And I didn't get it right away, and one day it just happened, and he gave me this vision. And I never have claimed that God has spoke to me, because I don't even really know for sure what that is or what it sounds like, you know.
Sounds like this.
it wasn't audible. It was a vision, and I knew it was something that seriously impacted me. Every system in my body was activated. I was crying like tears. I had the hair on my neck standing up. I had goosebumps all over my body, and I had the reaction just to pick up a pen and just start trying to write down the things that I was seeing. And I realized what it was, and I had this envelope front and back, and I was looking at it, and I started telling people my experiences, and oh my gosh, you're not going to believe this. This is what God told me to do. I know this is what God told me to do. A lot of people thought I was nuts.
And they think you're crazy, right?
They thought I was nuts.
Talking about you. I know you. What are you talking about? I talk to you. Know, they don't even believe it, you know?
Yeah.
So go ahead.
So it was, listen, I'm just a normal person, and I put my pants on the same way as everyone else, and when he gave that to me, I was like, how am I going to do all this? I don't have money for this. This is crazy. This is big. And it was something that I knew in my heart it was going to be bigger than what I'm going to see in my lifetime. And I just kept going through these steps, and next thing you know, I formed a 501c3 by myself. I can't do that. I was all through him and his guidance, and things just started happening, and doors just started opening, and one thing led to another, and I just kept going and never, you know, giving that up, and it became my purpose. It's my life purpose. It's my passion.
How many women are you helping right now?
Well, besides the women at the women's home, we also see families that are homeless. Like, we take them, like, hygiene items and clothing items as we get them donated in. Whatever we get in is what we take out to the communities. We have a group of barbers that come out, a shower truck that we have, you know, partnered with. We have, you know, clothes, you name it. We have a counselor. We turn, like, homeless block parties. That's what we do. Block parties for the homeless. We got DJs.
I have a question
sure.
for you. Because it sounds like after you had this realization that you now had an understanding of the purpose,
mm-hmm.
did you go out and just promote and talk to people?
I was mostly, because I was so shocked in how it impacted me, I mostly just started talking about what God just did to me.
Right.
That was mostly what happened at first. I didn't have anything to promote, a piece of paper.
No, but you were telling people.
What happened
to
my...
You see, that was a promotion. You were talking out and saying, listen to me, guys.
Yeah.
I've got this realization, I've got this thought, and I have to help people and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
That's promotion.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
And that's what I was doing out on the street corner.
Yes. I didn't think about it that way. Yeah.
But see, that's really important, because so often when people are having a tough time, they think, I can't promote. I can't spend any money on anything. I have to, you know, withhold myself and... But that's the wrong thing.
Yeah.
You have to get out there and tell people, I'm so-and-so, and I've got this idea, and I've got this vision, and I want to help people. I'm helping people.
Yeah.
And so if you need help, come to me.
Yeah.
And you make it happen that way, because you're putting yourself out there so much.
Yeah,
that's
I didn't realize
vital.
It like that. Yeah.
That is very true. Excuse me, I'm going to steal this mic for a second. One of my favorite verses of the Bible is, because it speaks loudly to me, speak things that are not as though they are, because that is what faith is. See, just by, and see, also, the spoken word is powerful. It really is. So even though you had no clue where you were going and what you were doing, completely understand what Diana is saying, because when you speak, you can speak things into existence as well as negativity. That is why we have to try to stay positive all the time, because you can really talk yourself into a spiral,
That's true, because even when people, like I had a couple of people that knew like some of my background and where I had came from, they're like, you shouldn't do that. And it was just so many people put it down. I said, I don't.
Like negative, they're negative energy.
Very negative, but there was something inside of me that knew how I felt when he gave me that vision, that it doesn't matter what you say to me, I know this is going to happen.
Right? Well, if you actually go through the entire Old Testament all the way to the New Testament, he never chose anyone that was what society thought the person that was supposed to do that. Yes. Look at Noah. Look at all of them. Yes. Like, everybody thought Noah was crazy.
Yes.
I mean, they were making fun of him on the daily basis for years.
You are so. What you're saying to me right now, I have goosebumps, because when I saw that vision, there was something that popped in my head. It was, you didn't choose me, I chose you. Mm-hmm. It was a Bible verse that I wrote down, and I don't even know scripture. I just know that's something that was resonating in my soul. And then I told people, I feel like Noah in the ark building something right now, and they think I'm nuts.
Oh, yes.
So what you're saying, like almost like the verbiage that you're using were my same feelings. It's the same similar things.
No, seriously. It's and I feel it like right now, like seriously, I can feel the energy in this room.
That's awesome.
I just also wanted to say one other thing, which is, you didn't pay attention to people's negativity.
Yeah.
People will go negative because they're scared stiff that they'll get laughed at or whatever, put down themselves. And so they try to put you down before you can put them down.
Yeah.
You didn't play that game. You are one heck of a smart lady.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it was definitely one of those things. Like, and I had, you know, lived a life of negativity, and it was just, what was funny is like, I had this big vision, and I'm going to be doing this, and I'm going to do that, and we're going to get teams of people, and we're all going to help. And it was like, all this and all this money, I didn't have somebody give me $5. Oh, yeah, you're really going to go do that. But no, it's just, God opens doors. When you open your heart and you really want something and you know this has to happen, when God took me from that, he's like, I'm going to use you now to get other people from there too.
Absolutely, because that is your testimony. That's what I'm saying. You should write it down and you should hand it to people.
Thank you.
You know,
that's a super positive thing. Seriously, people that felt just like you, like nobody's going to listen to me, nobody's going to care what I have to say, they will see through you that is not true. That is not true. You did it. You overcame it. You're living it right now.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing that I noticed too, now obviously when you're operating a shelter, a women's shelter, for that matter, a men's shelter, and you extend your hand to help them, how do you deal with situations when you see and you get close to them and then they fall back to what they were doing? How do you overcome those feelings?
Yeah, so at first, like when I first got into it, it made me more emotional. I was, you know, in a state where, why don't you get this? Why don't you see? Why can't I help you? I had to learn to, I couldn't be depressed about it, and I couldn't think of myself as a failure, like I failed them. I had to realize maybe it's just not their time. Maybe they have to go through more. Maybe they need to experience more for whatever their future purpose is. I had to accept that was nothing, it wasn't something in me that failed. So that was hard at first, but now I've learned to just realize I can't make people do anything that they don't want to do. I can help motivate them, I can inspire them, and we can educate them. And it's going to be up to them how they really want to handle that. But a lot of times people don't even have the motivation or the inspiration or even know what to do. So when you give that to them, they go in spurts. They'll go 0 to 100 doing all of these things. Good, good, good. And maybe that little devil kicks back in with that addiction again. Or maybe this might kick in again and it gets sucked back in. But they will always know that, hey, I knew how to get this far. Let me try that again. Because typically people will fail.
The truth, it's their walk. Mm-hmm. See, now I've learned, because I've fallen so many times, I just want to get to the end. So I say, God, whatever tribulation or trial is going on at the moment, please just tell me what lesson am I supposed to learn because I'm going through all of this right now.
Yeah.
Because it's always about a lesson. It really is. Like you, a diamond is created through pressure.
Yeah.
I mean, you walk through the fire to get cleansed. I mean, nobody ever said it was going to be a cakewalk, you
right.
know? And that is their walk. So they might have to fall a few times because then they'll be able to talk to the next person who does the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just wanted to say thanks, Shandshakers, but I'll just add something to that. It's not in, if you think of it this way, it's not in the manner of giving, that's the question, right? But how and when to give. And what that'll do is that often makes the difference between success and failure. And the reason why that is you can help people, but that's called enabling, right? It's no consequences. Sometimes people need to hit bottom, and you hope they become hopeless. You know why? If someone becomes hopeless, then they'll be tend to listen to more of your suggestions. There's a thing where it says, the man cried out that he had to have money and shelter before he can get a job. And do you know what the next word after that is? Do you? Nonsense. You know, many of us had taken on very hard knocks to learn this truth. And what Tammy was talking about, many of us have taken very hard knocks to learn this truth. What does that mean? Think of the hard knocks you took to get where you're at, right?
Yeah.
To learn the truth that that's not the reason why you're down. Did you stay down?
No.
Right? Did you stay down? Did
no.
you go through hard knocks?
Lots.
then it's job or no job, wife or no wife. We don't put our dependence on others. Do you know who we put our dependence on?
God.
Right. So instead, we put our dependence on God. Right? And you need to burn that in the idea of the consciousness of every man you come in contact with. Right? Burn that in his consciousness. That he can get well, right? Regardless of what anybody says or does. Really, the only condition is that he trust in God,
mm-hmm.
right? Trust in God and clean house.
Yeah.
If he does that, he has a shot. And that's what I was just thinking, like, you're saying the reasons, like, and I don't mean to, like, say this, but I was hearing, here's the reason why they're in Pasco County in here. Nonsense. If there's a will, there's a way. You know, if you see someone that's not making it, you got to ask themselves why. Is that wrong to say why?
No, but even here's the thing. Sometimes people don't have the ability or the mindset depending on the situation. There's a lot of mental health out there.
Right.
And it's the consistency and it's the building of trust with people. And the more you're there, no matter the choices that they're making, whether it's just going to take them some food, you're chipping away at them to eventually it's softening their hearts. And that's what gets them to start wanting to see something better or make that happen to where they have that will to create a way. So
I agree with that. And then also, too, is how you deal with people. What is it? Here's how I think this is how it goes. I'm probably going to mess this up. And this is something I don't do, right? And it's about households, right? Think of what I'm about to say. It's how can you have a successful household? And the way it's worded is this. Arguing and fault-finding are to be avoided like the plague. Think about that, right? To be avoided, like, you know, like we had the coronavirus? Didn't everybody try to avoid touching hands and putting on masks, avoiding? We all know now what a plague is, right? So arguing and fault-finding are to be avoided like the plague. And in many households, that's a difficult thing to do, right? But it must be done if any results are to be expected. It must be done, right? And can I go through life not seeing your fault, seeing your fault? Because what is it? The fault-finder will find fault with paradise, right? And there are some people that I believe that it's good that they hit bottom, and you can actually be there to their demise if you help them.
Yeah, there's definitely a distinct, and being that I've been doing this for a while now and getting a little bit more experience and you get to know people, you kind of start seeing that boundary of when you're really helping or versus when you're enabling.
And, yeah. You know, the more someone comes hopeless, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Because then they'll, it's called unmanageability, and then they tend to maybe might want to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if there's a safety net, maybe because they never hit bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Is hitting bottom the gift, you know, say, think of God, G-O-D, the gift of desperation. Think about it. It's a gift of desperation because now you know you need to change. I got to get going. Anyhow, I talk too much. Sand shakers. Let's open it up. It's like a Christmas present. Okay, who wants to win $50 that can guess what's in here?
Oh,
salad.
Shrimp.
Food.
Chicken. Well, it's got to be fish.
$50 sand shakers.
Sand shakers.
I think I know what it was.
Yeah, I know what it is too. It's called food.
Magical Matt is the winner. Let's see. He said food. See, we're opening it up. Fish and chips.
Fish and chips.
So anyhow, this is here for everybody to eat. Tammy, if you can show it to our, because we have cameras in the studio. People don't know that. We're on YouTube. We're on AM, 1340 AM. And we're now on what, Matt? 106.1 FM?
Yeah, it's AM 1340, AM 1350, 106.1 FM, and 102.3 FM up in Dade City.
And also 104.3 in Tampa.
I don't think we're that
104.3
anymore.
104.3 doesn't operate anymore. That signal is no longer available.
It's just 102, another fish
102.3
and
106.1.
I wish I should have that memorized, but that's also, we're heard in thank you for doing that, Matt. Anyhow, there's fish and chips, and then he makes his homemade, that's coleslaw.
Yeah, coleslaw salad.
Yeah. So what do you think? You want to take a picture?
Yeah.
Take a picture? And then if Tammy, if you could,
before or after, that's before you eat it.
Can you just like, can you do his,
nothing gonna be after.
Just like give him a commercial.
Careful.
You okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
But anyhow.
Yes, so you guys gotta come check out Sand Shakers. It's actually a really cool little atmosphere. They have a tiki bar outside. And then they have an inside area as well, since it's nice and cold outside right now. But they have an outside bar. They have music. It's kind of like a little beachy hangout. It's really, really cool place. But they have very good food. And they are located right over by our radio station. So we stop over there all the time.
They have open mic, too.
Yes, they do. Yeah, they do
come.
A lot.
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something. These open mics, you think that you're in a live band concert. You know,
yes.
These people are retired. They got nothing else to do. But they sound like the artist. You got to come.
Absolutely. So if you guys want to check out Sand Shakers, it's 700 Eldridge Street here in Clearwater. Like I said, right around the corner from our radio station here on Myrtle. But I'm just going to say some of the things that they have on their menu, and everything is all homemade. So they have really delicious shrimp, which I have had myself. They have amazing quesadillas. They also have like homemade lobster bisque, clam chowder, and chili. This is their famous fish and chips, and it looks really, really good. It looks like an English-like version of fish and chips. It looks really good. And they have lots of salads. They have several sandwiches, and they have an amazing French dip as well. They also do a fried shrimp po' boy. Oh my gosh, so good. They have cheese steaks. And they have burgers, they have tacos even, and they have really good dinners. They do homemade meatloaf, they have chicken Alfredo, and artichoke chicken pasta, which is really delicious.
I haven't had that one yet, but it sounds good.
Yes, and they do the buckets, so the seafood buckets, so it has the mussels and clams and scallops and shrimp, and so good. And they even do a seafood Diablo if you're on the spicy side, which is very good. They also, I love their
salmon.
You're
making me hungry, actually.
I know, right?
It's like, what, 5:49?
Well, you can start eating that. But they also do a really good salmon.
Yep.
And they have steaks as well. So they have everything you could think of. I mean, they have a kids menu. And the atmosphere is so cute, isn't it?
Yes,
I love
it
sitting
is.
Outside there.
And the owner's son, I mean, he operates it like it's, you know, but he's always smiling when you're down.
Yes.
He says,
yes.
Hey, what, how can I help you? He's always, I've never seen him upset.
No, in the service, like
the
seriously.
Service is awesome.
My drink will be a quarter way empty and he'll go get me another one.
Yes.
Like they are always on top of it. They are always smiling faces. Mm-hmm. And they have great desserts too.
Yep.
Yes, very good desserts. They have a New York cheesecake that is to die for. So lots and lots of food. Come check them out. You can bring the kids. You can bring your whole family. Again, 700 Eldridge Street here in Clearwater, right on the corner. So come
you gotta
check
go,
out
guys.
Sand listen, Shakers.
Listen, I go there for lunch. I do. You know, I don't go every day, but, you know, because they're closing on Monday. I know that because I walked there before. And, oh, the door is closed. But it's a great place to go. So do you have something to share with us as well? I'm going to give you a little.
Actually, before they do, I can tell you guys from experience. I've heard them playing live music for open mic nights on
yes.
Tuesdays when I leave the station
yeah.
at 8 o'clock. Fantastic.
It is fantastic.
I'm just regretting it now that I haven't gone over there yet for a live open mic night, but I'm going to start changing that when the weather warms up.
You got to go. I'm telling you, it's awesome.
And the food's great. I just tried some of the fish and chips.
They got rock and roll. You got Van Halen. I'd be shocked the stuff they'd be playing with. They got Elvis. They got, you name it. I heard it all. This is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I have been given a coupon, which authorizes me all kinds of things. Free dinner with certain requirements, free appetizer and dessert, 15% entire check. It's like, I'm going to go there.
Yes.
Just training your back.
Yes, they have lots of good food and a great atmosphere, great people. Got to go check out Sand Shakers, 700 Eldridge Street, Clearwater.
The young lady's about to do a commercial for Pets Unlimited.
We're
all
going
to rate her on it, too, by the way. She goes to the guillotine if she doesn't do that.
You can't. No, you can't. You can't kill this one.
But this.
No, not this one. I'll
not
bite
this
you.
One. I got her back. So you put her in her spot. You're making her nervous. Look, she's like, I'm what? What? I'm wearing a commercial. I'm just a guest.
To save Pets Unlimited, right? They've been in business. They're the oldest business on Drew Street.
Wow.
Right?
I'm one of their customers.
Right? We did their, just so you know this, I did their grand opening. And he has it in the office. I did a grand opening.
It's got your picture?
No.
Oh, okay.
And that's how you can tell, too, is by the way, there were no computers back then.
Okay.
Everything was cut and paste. So you can just look at the ad. But anyhow, he's not doing good. And there's going to be a fundraiser there Saturday with bands to save the business. You know, the big pet stores are just killing everybody, just like Walmart's killing all the small guys, right?
Yeah.
So he's being killed, and he's a great guy. And we're doing a fundraiser for him on Saturday. This Saturday, four different bands are going to be there. Donations are accepted. If you want to save the oldest business in Clearwater, right? Pets Unlimited. Let's put something together, and then I'm going to ask you to try to do like a spot for him. Can you do that, young lady?
Sure, I'll give it my best shot.
But it's and then Saturday before people, I forget. This Saturday, four bands to save the oldest business.
What time?
What time?
1 o'clock.
1 p.m.
Okay.
Oh, well, at least the stores are closed on Saturday. I mean, you can go still hang out there. Well, go ahead. He puts you on the spot, but that's okay.
I'm so sorry. You don't have to if you don't want to.
It's okay. You guys come check out the oldest business in Clearwater. It's Pets Unlimited. It's located at 1888 Drew Street in Clearwater. Phone number 442-2197. They have fresh and saltwater fish, aquarium and pet supplies, birds and supplies, dog and cat supplies. And Saturday, they are going to be doing Saving the Business with four different bands and a fundraiser. So you guys come out and participate and help save this man's business.
You've
Thank
done this
you.
Before.
You did good.
You have done this before.
Good job.
I think she's undercover.
No, very good job. So, yeah, guys, come out Saturday to Pets Unlimited. Steve's health is not the greatest right now.
That's
He's
why.
An awesome guy. And like I said, they've been there for so long. Like, everybody knows Pets Unlimited. But if you don't, they're right on Drew Street next to the Hungry Howies, right before you get to Keene. So it's almost Keene and Drew. So that's 1888 Drew Street, Pets Unlimited, Saturday. Come out, show some support. 1 o'clock. Lots of bands, lots of fun. Come out and show support. Pets Unlimited.
Yeah, Angelina also made a donation to our turkey drive. We gave out 231 turkeys. So here she takes in donations for her cause, but she pays it forward and she gives. So I wanted to give a shout out that you supported, and we ended up giving out 231 turkeys.
Wow, that's great.
But what I want to say is, off with her head!
No, it's the
turkey team.
Oh, you know, my gosh. One more time. You're not for profit. It's called A1 Opportunities, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, sir.
And how can they donate and support you again?
By visiting a1opportunities.org. There's a button on there that says donate, and it'll navigate you right through what you need to do.
Okay, so do you have a phone number as well or no?
Yes. Okay. So, actually, hang on.
Okay. I'm memorized.
So that's a1opportunities.org. Guys, go check out. This is a very worthy cause. She walks it and talks it and lives it. So please, please help Angelina to help the community.
Thank you.
What's that phone number?
Thank you. It's area code 813-284-0114.
And guys, I am a witness to have gone to her establishment to firsthand see what she does. And it's amazing. I words cannot explain of what she's doing in the community and how God is using her. And I mean, she's a realtor. She has her own cleaning company. She's got a shelter. She just opened up 2 men's shelters out there. She's changing people's lives. I like what you said that, you know, when you do this for so long, you know the people that you can help, or if they're like, you know, just kind of like using or using you a little bit, but at the end, you know, just to have that discernment is because of that experience that you have, mm-hmm. goes a long way. And thank you, Tammy, for explaining, because sometimes people don't understand.
They don't.
What mm-hmm. women, specifically women.
Yes.
What they, I think women have it a lot tougher than men, guys.
It's
I really
scary.
Do.
Scary. It is really scary. Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, I've been in situations late at night. In areas where maybe I had to walk because either maybe I had an argument with my boyfriend or whatever reason. But it is super scary because do you know how many, I mean, just men approach you because they see a young woman walking by herself, target immediately.
Mm-hmm. Vulnerable.
Immediately.
It's vulnerable.
Like, which is honestly, I have to even thank God for that because he says, thank him for all things. It's made me a much tougher person.
Yeah.
And you can't walk on me anymore.
That's good. Tough. When the going gets tough, Tammy gets going.
Ready? Rose pizza.
Okay, so now I'm going to advertise something else. Rose Pizza. It's a wide selection of homemade Italian food. It's down at 2535 East Bay Drive in Largo. And they've got great Italian food. Their phone number, 727-507-8870.
Thank you so very much. So guys, yeah, that's Bros Pizza. Honestly, I gotta say, no offense to any other, I love all pizza, but they have one of my favorite pizzas there. If you like an authentic margarita pizza, nobody has one better. Bros Pizza. They're almost at the corner of Keene and East Bay, right by the Starbucks, like in the next plaza. But I also just want to say something really quick.
Yes.
Adam, everybody knows Adam from Red Rooster, right? Okay, Adam hasn't been able to be here with us because he was always here every week. But the reason is because he's actually in the process of closing the store and moving, which makes me super sad, but also happy for them because they have this really wonderful home up in Pennsylvania. But he's been very busy. But he did ask me if I would say a little something about him today because, guys, I was there the other day. They are having the most stupendous, excellent, big, huge sale. Like, there was a girl in there. There was a set for $300. They let her have it for $100. It was beautiful glass. But anyways, you guys got to go check out. Please support Red Rooster Antiques. They're located at 30113 US 19, right across from the Home Depot before you get to Curlew Road. That's Red Rooster Antiques. Huge sale. Go and make them a deal. guarantee you it'll work.
That's awesome. Welcome, Angelina, for stopping into the
thank you.
Show
it was such
today.
A pleasure.
Thank you for having
you're
me.
You're an amazing person. We need to bring her back again.
Absolutely. I would love it.
Yes.
She's
got to come
sure.
back on the show.
I would love to.
To share more that you need or whatever you're doing, you know, to kind of let people know in the community as you expand and get the support that you need. Again, thank you, Tampa Bay, for tuning in. It's been a wonderful evening. Be safe out there. And I know it's getting darker and darker because it's time zone. But stay warm. Take
all
care.
All right. Thank you so much, Diana. Okay. Thank you, Angel. Yep. Everybody have a great day at Tampa Bay.
Awesome.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.